The Killer Net, written by Matthew W. Grant, narrated by Jeannie Lynn. Chapter 1. 1973. The 7-year-old little boy sat on the braided rug on his living room floor. The ground-in dirt and the clumps of cat hair indicated that the rug hadn't been vacuumed in months, but the little boy didn't mind. He didn't know any better. His bell-bottom plaid pants and wide-collar shirt with the ugly floral print were just as dirty as the rug. The screen on a beat-up old cabinet TV with rabbit-ear antennas flickered a few feet away from him. Snowy static obscured the program's picture beyond recognition. The control underneath the missing volume knob seemed to be turned all the way to maximum, but there was no sound. The boy rammed his truck into a pile of broken toys. That made a racket. He enjoyed the destruction. The boy fished an action figure with a missing arm out of the mess. He banged it on its head repeatedly. He smiled. Two mangy cats jumped up onto a dilapidated tartan couch. One of them ripped at its tight-knit fabric with its claws. The familiar scratching sound wasn't enough to drown out another sound familiar to the little boy, the sound of the bed squeaking in the other room. The bedroom door swung open. An unsavory-looking man with an open dress shirt.